Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For all other calls, please press 0. Contracting.
Yeah, hi. Is Glenn there?
Who's calling?
This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff.
Hang on a second.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, Glenn?
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn, how you doing? It's Danny, Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much. Yeah, we're in contact a couple months back. I just wanted to circle back with you. I know you guys were kind of selling off your equipment, and just want to see if you guys, you know, were still selling it off or had any plans for replacing any of that equipment, anything like that.
We sold off a few pieces and a couple trucks, and we haven't really replaced anything right now. Right now we're just bidding work. We don't have a whole heck of a lot of work sitting here right now.
Oh, man. Has it been like an odd year for you guys this year? Or?
We have a couple big jobs we're finishing up, but what's happened mm-hmm. is a lot of the stuff we're outbidding. I mean, we're throwing in the numbers, and somebody's coming in super low every time.
How were they able to do that, like, and still be, you know, make money off
know.
Of it?
That's what we don't know.
That's crazy. I feel like are there just not that many jobs? That's why the competition is so fierce, or is it just
there's not as much stuff as there's been out there.
Right.
There's not as much, you know, as there's been in recent. But there's looking in the hopper, there's a bunch of stuff coming up, you know, so.
Right. Well, that's good you have stuff coming up. And how do you guys, you know, separate yourselves from your competition?
There's certain scope of work where we do pipe and paving, and we can usually beat the people's numbers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's yeah. That's what we're always hoping for.
Okay, that makes sense. And, like, yeah, I'm not sure how these people are able to underbid, you know, and still make money. I had one guy I was working with, he had was underbid for a job, and it was a roofing company. And the only reason why they were able to do that is because they already had a bunch of materials left over from another job.
Yeah,
so
oh, they're yeah.
able to, you know. Do you notice that? Is that usually the case? They have a bunch of materials.
Excuse me. Some of the guys that can take the jobs, you know, they own their own plant. They do stuff like that. So they're, you know, or they have their own recycling pit where they can take it in at cheap money, you know?
Right,
those
right.
Kind of jobs, if you see them on the list, you're going to have a hard time beating them.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, that makes sense. Well, yeah, like I said, I just want to circle back, you know, see how things are going for you. And, yeah, also see what you had planned. We do the equipment financing and, you know, also working capital as well if you did have any needs coming up.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I got your information here. Right now, we're good. I mean, our credit line has been paid down quite a bit, so it's low. So we have that available if we need it. And,
yeah.
You know.
Right, and that's great that you have that the line. It definitely is a good you know, program to have. And our working capital programs, they are termed loans. They're like lines of credit in the sense that we can get you approved for, you know, the same if not more than your typical mm-hmm. line. But they are termed, so they're more for like. You guys constantly flip materials over and you have a good return on them and you just need money quick and fast, it's definitely easy to get you some quick money. But the terms are generally like 3 months is the shortest and 3 years is the longest term. So definitely, you know, a couple options there if there ever is a need in the future. And that is unsecured too, so however you guys see fit. So
cool. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, yeah, Glenn, like I said, it was good touching base with you. I mean, is there a time of year to circle back, you know, check back in with you?
Well, you know, we're going into the winter, so we're going to slow down.
Right.
But we start really ramping up again end of February, beginning of March. And that's when if we do need working capital or if we're putting equipment on, that's going to be the sweet spot. Because once we hit the end of March and into April, you know,
right.
So if you just put in your ticket call, it's like the middle of February.
Okay.
Again, and see from there, because that's when we're going to be ramping up to go. Right now, we're more in a wind down, you know?
Right. Now, that makes sense. You guys are closing. So, what do you guys do? You just close shop for the winter? And then?
No, in the winter, we have less crews going. We cut our crews down. We have crews doing, but we're doing pipe and dirt work.
Right.
So, we'll be doing earth stuff. Obviously, the paving and curbing, when it's if we get a winter like we got last year, we'll do a lot of work. because the temperature was warm. But if it's cold, you know.
Yeah, it doesn't.
You can't lay the asphalt. You can't do the curb. You know, if it's going to be below 40, you can't do anything. You know, the municipalities aren't going to let you.
Exactly. And with that, if you guys lay pipe and everything, I mean, isn't it tough? Are you digging the ground while it's frozen like that? You guys use trenchers or?
Yeah, but yeah, we're mostly using hose and stuff. But once you get through that initial layer that's frozen,
mm-hmm.
it's not. I mean, you're able to go down pretty easy.
No kidding.
Frost line, yeah. Once you get through the frost line, it's not bad at all.
Okay, that's good. I didn't know. Especially with, you know, the advancements in technology we have nowadays, I'm sure it's pretty simple.
Sounds
a little difficult. But okay, no, that's great. I was just curious how you guys kind of, you know, what else you did in the wintertime. But all right, well, sounds good. I'll definitely circle back with you around February, and we'll, you know, see if we can't get something going for you guys.
Sounds good, man. Sounds good.
All right, Glenn. Well, take care and have a good weekend.
You too. All
right, thank you. Bye-bye.